CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Russia in wartime. Inside Russia's security apparatus. Inside the security apparatus to the analysts at the FSB. Paul Gregory for the Hoover Institution is here, writing at The Hill most recently. Paul is a natural Russian speaker. He also has been my guide to understand the Soviet state, which is now represented by veterans of the security services, most notably the President Putin, but his apparatus around him are the many pieces of the original Czechist organization that was put together in Lenin's time, chiefly as someone to carry a dagger around and make sure the revolution was successful. That was then. This is now. The FSB, which is part of an apparatus that includes some other acronyms, is in charge of analyzing things before they happen, much like our security services. Our analysts would say, this is a probability, this is a probability. There is new information on a site that is associated with whistleblowing, gulagu.ru. Paul, a very good evening to you. This is in Russian. You have the language. What is gulagu.ru, and how did we come by this information? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I must confess, I come to things just by searching the internet. But I had heard of this whistleblowing organization headed by a Russian dissident in exile. His name is Osechkin. He lives in Paris, and he's on the Interior Ministry's most wanted list. So he's the one who maintains this site, and this is a site that whistleblowers from any part of Russian life can write. What we have going on here is an incredible story whereby we're getting whistleblowing letters from within the FSB, from within the heart of the Kremlin. We're getting these whistleblowing letters, which are basically defensive letters, preemptory letters, because the failure, which they all admit, of the Ukrainian invasion is now getting its first victims in terms of arrest within the Kremlin. Generals have been arrested. FSB officers have been arrested. There are stories that perhaps the head of the Bank of Central Bank of Russia will be investigated. So this is the time for recriminations, and these are people who want to save their skins.
Paul, the story here is that they're pointing fingers at Putin. To do what? To accomplish what?
To avoid being purged. Very simple answer. They're blaming him because they say no one told them, the analysts who predict what's going to happen, that there was going to be an invasion. They cite the story of one of their leading analysts who was on a international trip, who had no idea this was going on. As a consequence of not knowing there was going to be this invasion, their predictions turned out to be rather sour. And so now they have to say, well, it's not our fault.
What we get is a glimpse of a Kremlin, a regime in chaos. How do they characterize it, Paul?
They are particularly disturbed about Putin's decision making, which is chaotic. He apparently meets with just a few insiders. Apparently, he does not meet with people outside of this inner circle, either for fear of COVID or for fear of assassination. So they picture Putin as an isolated figure who is easily swayed by the last person he talks to. They say this is not the way to make decisions. And all this while, we've been taught that Putin is this marvelous decision maker who consults the right people and is always adept. We're not getting that picture from these FSB whistleblowers.
The button, Paul, the famous button, nuclear button that Putin has used various language to threaten. What do these whistleblowers make of the button and of Putin pushing it?
they give a rather reassuring message, and let's hope they know what they're talking about. Because what they're saying is the Russian red button, as they call it, is not pushed by one person. It's pushed by some committee. And they say that with a committee, you're going to get people, get members of that committee who are not going to support beginning a nuclear war. And they also say, well, if Putin is afraid to meet with anyone because of COVID or because of fear of assassination, is he going to kill himself? So the message from the whistleblowers is nuclear war isn't going to happen.
Paul, what we have here are men, well, we call it defensive or paranoid in our language. I'm not quite sure that Russia has words for that, given the history of Russia is to be always frightened of outsiders. But these men are looking to save themselves. At the same time, you report that they're dedicated Czechists. What does that mean, Paul?
This goes back to Lenin and Dzerzhinsky, the first Czechist, who organized the Red Terror. These are the most devoted, radical, true believers. And supposedly, Putin, being ex-KGB, is himself a Czechist, someone who is a devout, true believer in the cause. True believer enough to go out and kill people, murder people, and so forth.
This information is consistent with other things we hear, but there's no way to validate it. Why now, Paul? Have you seen anything like this before? The invasion, the incursion, the violation is nearly 3 weeks old. At the same time, the destruction of these cities. Are these men at personal risk? Can you tell from their language? Are they feeling that they'll be found out?
In terms of an eventual war crimes, I think they would be, as analysts and not as decision makers, not subject to any repercussions in that regard.
What about found out inside?
Found out inside, that would be the end of them, I think. Now, there is one important point I want to stress, and that is they also provide a warning about the peace negotiations which are currently going on, because they say we, the FSB analysts, always had planned on this being taking Ukraine from the inside. We never recommended an outright war. So we should take Ukraine from the inside. So what we should do is get Zelensky to sign what they call a soft agreement, which they would immediately go back on and resume the taking of Ukraine from the inside without losses, they say. If only Putin had listened to us, this is where we would be.
And where we are, extraordinary information that I've left to last. They speculate that Putin has what? Spiritual guides? That he consults the stars? What is it? What do they say about him, Paul?
It's only one sentence, and they say he has become interested in numerology. You have to tell me what numerology is. I think it's to take a certain action on a certain date. That's my understanding of numerology. But and also he's talking to shamans from Siberia, which is ironic because of something I wrote about earlier. But it's only one sentence, and take it or leave it.
Paul Gregory, writing in The Hill, a report from overseas, from a site called Gulag U, Gulag as in you spell it, with a U at the end, .ru, about whistleblowers, dedicated Czechist whistleblowers in the FSB right now. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.